Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you ready to record?
You the motherfucker with the fucked up voice.
I feel like the voice is strong. It's getting better.
It's gotten better.
If I bailed out and didn't do the podcast, which I couldn't do because can't stop, won't stop.
Right. I get down because
we're going to jump right into it.
Word.
Donald Trump. Some guy on Twitter was like, I used to like the podcast, so you and Gerald. I think he called you Gerald.
Yeah, that's when you know he's not really down with us.
You and Gerald started delving into politics. What did you not like?
Right.
Let me tell you something about the Twitter world. I probably engage more than I should, but if you don't listen or like us anymore, you think when I'm wiping my ass, I'm going to be thinking twice?
Word.
Like when I'm wiping my ass and my mind is wandering, I'm not thinking
about how you unfollowed us
and how that like stings me in my heart.
We not a Kardashian type cats, B. You said that greasy shit. Go on about your way.
There's plenty of other fuckboy podcasts to listen to. There's plenty of other good ones too.
Great ones.
I'm gonna give shout outs to them. Bill Burr, awesome. Fighter and the Kid.
Awesome.
Joe Rogan and them. Word. All that NPR shit. I listen to all of it.
Hell yeah.
You don't like us? Turn the fucking channel.
Turn it down.
But you're now rocking with the best. Right now, like as you're listening, know you're eating your best meal. You're drinking your best wine.
Best steak.
You're up in the best hotel.
Best telly.
You're riding in the best car.
You got the baddest chick in the telly.
Or you got, like, if you're a girl, because the rapper chicks.
Oh, yeah. You got
the best dude, and now you got the best podcast.
That's for sure.
All right, so as I was saying about D. Trump.
He has a catchphrase. He had it embroidered on a hat. It says, "Make America great again." And I read that and I'm like, when hasn't America ever been great? 1776.
Right.
The words he uses, again, make America great.
Make America great again.
Again.
What is he referring to? What time?
A time.
Were things fantastic in the 60s? We could glorify and glamorize the past all we want.
Not the 60s. That's when black people were going for their rights. So that's why. That's not great. That's not a great time because it's strife. It's a lot of things going on. He's talking about in the 40s, the 30s, the 20s. You know why? When the Jews were in the Lower East Side and those tenements, and in Brownsville in those tenements, the Irish, the Italians, they weren't white yet.
Right.
That's what he means when we're all the blacks, the Irish, the Italians are all living in those stifling ghettos in New York City and Philadelphia and Baltimore. That's when America was great because the Jews weren't white, the Irish weren't white. That's the time he's talking about.
And he's like, well, you know, they all lived in there. At least we knew where they were.
Right.
At least we could keep tabs on all of them.
Right. Right. And again, now, we're
could they read? No. But at least we knew we could keep files on everybody.
Right.
Everybody's paperwork worked just fantastic.
Now, we're talking about a time now where gasoline is $1.70 a gallon. So I want to give the utmost props to that brother in the White House. I know you hate him. He's in his last couple of months.
Right.
And he came in and gas was $4. So if you're going to fucking get on him about gas being high, then you got to get on him and appraise him when gas is low. So it's $1.70 now.
You know what's interesting? And me and G Monetti, we're not CNN. We're not Fox News. We're not NPR. We're not the New York Times. We're not big news people.
But we could be.
We could be if we wanted to. Trust me, we could be. If we got my father on here, a couple of Jew pricks from the neighborhood, get my man Michael Eric Dyson on here.
We'll learn you.
We'll get some research. It ain't hard to do.
Right, we'll learn you.
But as you know, we don't fact check. But my father could talk that political shit with the best of them.
Right.
Every single time a president is about to leave, they're hated. In my lifetime, Reagan, get him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Bush, get him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton, they fucking impeached him. Get him the fuck out.
Yeah, he was skeeting.
The other Bush, get him the fuck out.
Right.
Obama, get him the fuck out.
Right.
That's why it's called politics. Like, you know how you say, yo, what are you doing? Yo, I was at this meeting. I was politicking.
It's a science. Political science.
So this whole, oh, they hate Obama. Of course.
Of course. It's politics.
If it had been anybody else, they hate him.
Right.
Bush wins, they hate him.
But Obama gets a little
Trump
extra hate.
Oh, of course he gets extra hate.
Because he's tinted.
And what do we suggest? You had a great suggestion for the way that Michelle should go out these last few months. You had a suggestion for her look before.
Go before Michelle when y'all take that last fucking stroll.
The last plane ride where you go up the plane.
Yep. Then you walk out. When the camera's on you, first black president, black wife, go out with your hair braided.
Obama, get yourself some motherfucking Jordans. I'm not saying go full Iverson, but just open the suit a little bit. Maybe wear the belt on the buckle or the pants just a little bit lower.
Make that statement.
And have that little bit of that little gait in your walk. Put a little dip in it.
He always had the bop.
And when you walk up the flight of, what's the plane?
Air Force One.
Grab your fucking dick.
Yeah, and turn around and say,
suck my fucking dick.
No, no. Like Ice Cube said, fuck all y'all. Remember, well, no Vaseline?
Right. And then go in the plane.
And go in the plane and say,
turn on some fucking.
8 years. I got two fucking terms. You wanted me out, but I got eight. And gas is $1.70. Fuck all y'all.
That's our political speech of the week.
You didn't think I could fucking turn this shit around?
Yeah, I fucking got the gas.
I turned
now.
Around. Now you got Make America Great Again.
Get the, Trump in there. See the what
guy
the fuck
who
happened.
Hates
everybody.
Everybody.
You think it's a fucking joke?
He's a Christian and he hates everybody. What kind of Christian is that? Mr. Christian. You want the Jews in those tenements? We're not going back. You're not going back there, rat.
No.
We staying in Long Island, no. Motherfucker.
We're not going back. We're me and fucking Dave Rappaport, Disco Dave. We ain't going back, you fuck. You cocksucker, you.
That's what he wants.
Do I look like a web designer over here? No. No, I don't. I don't. But with Weebly.com, I was able to easily make a beautiful and fully functional website. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business and dream to be their own boss. Again, you don't have to be a web designer because I ain't. You don't even have to know how to code to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store. If I could do it, and I did it, you can too. I was so impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed, mobile-friendly themes to choose from. Then you simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. It's too easy.
Yeah.
It was simple. And you could truly customize it, update it, and change your site anytime you want on any device. Join 30 million people who are already dreaming big at Weebly.com. Get started for free today at Weebly.com/Michael. That's Weebly.com/Michael. Weebly.com/Michael. And if you want to see the website we created, it's www.imrappaport.weebly.com. All right, you know who I like, but I don't get what the hysteria is about. Adele.
Me too.
She's a good singer.
Good singer, yeah.
She's a good singer. She has good songs.
Right.
I don't know if she writes her songs, but people lose their fucking shit.
I thought it was over the top.
For Adele. If you gave Jill Scott that Hello song.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wouldn't just do what Adele did. She would do that and take it
on some other stuff.
Why is Jill Scott not as big, not even in the fucking conversation of Adele?
I heard the song. I didn't know it was Adele. My daughter told me. And I'm like, you know, because it was like over the top. I saw Adele. Yo, Chaka Khan didn't get all that. And he's a, you know, Chaka Khan, great singer. She's a good singer, Adele. But Jill Scott been out for a minute. She don't get that oomph.
Not even close.
Right. And this person comes out with this song, which is all right. And I don't know.
And the last song's like, I mean, but they like flip out like, dude, this is the.
Right. Like, we've never heard nothing like that. You kidding me, man? We can run down the names of singers, white, black, that don't get that shine.
It's because she's a heavyset white girl. Because Jill Scott, I seen her perform. Yo, I was on the side of the stage. You could see the power coming out of her. Like, it was incredible.
That is a soul singer.
Jill Scott, Fantasia.
Badu, Erykah Badu.
Those three right there.
Should have that same amount of push, right?
Well, why don't they go to Jill Scott to do the 007 soundtrack?
Word.
And that little fucking Sam Smith. He's singing these songs for the Oscars.
And he.
Meanwhile,
Meanwhile,
fucking Al Green is fucking drinking coffee at a diner in fucking Memphis.
Right. Why not call the real soul?
Why not call Al Green to do your Oscar song next year while Al Green is alive?
Right. Right. The real soul singers.
There's some left.
Yeah, man. Yo.
Homegirl, Sharon Jones.
Word.
And the Dap Kings.
And they have that nice
and
sound.
And I don't know why they don't call them to do right. the Oscars, but you got to have these little fucking Sam Smith. I don't like that fucking Sam Smith. He went up there, homie, with his big agenda with the Oscars. Like, I'm going to be the first openly gay person to ever win it, and I'm going to tell everybody about it, and then I'm going to tweet it.
Yo, man, get your award and get off the stage, B.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. We don't give a fuck about none of that. We came here to see the show. We don't care about your soapbox, B. So what, you're gay? We don't care.
Whoop-dee-doo.
We don't care. It's not an issue for us anymore.
I don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck, man.
I give a fuck that you had an agenda to pump.
Right. That's what we care about. For yourself. Right.
Not for the LGBT community. It was for yourself.
Right. Sam Smith. Al Green. Dennis Edwards.
Where is Dennis Edwards?
Somewhere in Birmingham.
Hey, you can't call Dennis Edwards. Lionel Richie is here. Get him to do some shit.
Word. Commodores. Not that shit now. Commodores.
No disrespect to Del. She's talented, but she ain't more talented than some of the other ladies we right. just brought up.
And it's not Adele. She's a nice woman. She's not. It's the way she's covered. It's the people who cover, right? The
right.
coverage.
Right.
It's you we're going at.
Good point. Good point.
Not Adele.
Right. She should be doing her thing.
Right. It's the coverage and how.
But could Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings get some motherfucking shit?
Right. Could they get a share of that?
A share of
a
it.
A share of that.
There was an Adele concert in L.A. You would think that Jesus Christ himself was performing. I never heard so much fanfare and people going out of their mind to see her perform.
Right.
And them same people, if Jill's... I seen Jill Scott perform.
Yo.
She's on some shit.
Of course, man. Of course.
These people wouldn't fucking think twice to not even come out of the house to watch
right.
Jill Scott.
Right. Burn down a building and see Adele.
Anyway, so Moody.
Yo.
You're up to speed on the O.J. Simpson FX.
And you know I don't watch no TV, so you know that's monumental.
So this past episode was featured on all the stuff that Marcia Clark was going through personally.
Mm-hmm.
Child support. And
baby mom, what baby daddy
baby
drama?
Baby daddy was a fuck.
Yeah.
Other ex-wife leaked pictures of her. The media shitting on her because of her hair. Her hair was fucked up.
Yeah.
She had that kind of hair where nothing was going to help.
Right.
But they were killing her. And she was trying to keep custody of her kids.
A no good judge. He's always lurking.
Always lurking. Always fucking lurking. Even with Marcia Clark, she's covering the biggest case in Los Angeles and the judge is giving her a fucking hard time.
Right. Can't cut her no slack.
Because she's the moneymaker in the family.
Yeah. That's what it is then.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. So what do you think of the OJ miniseries? You don't watch TV. You're texting me all night.
Right. Yo.
I'm sleeping.
Cuba Gooding. Great job, great acting, nailed them. They all have the same OJ hair.
What does that mean?
Where they don't comb their hair or they brush it backwards.
Hey, you got to explain that to the layman.
Like it's a brush, right? And no matter what, it's just going backwards. Marcus Allen has it. Lester Holt has it for NBC News. So when you see him, you'll see the grain going backwards, the follicles. This is OJ and Cuba Gooding had it.
And what is that indicative of? That hair?
That's an indicator of, for me, the guy has a white wife. Sorry to be so blunt, but
so if a black dude
Has the Lester Holt, or the OJ is what I call it, more than likely, the likelihood is great that he will have a white wife.
Now, since you're just catching up, you watched all the episodes in the last two nights. Do you think, talk about what your opinion is of OJ, this show, and the disease that we
coined,
which is
white girl syndrome.
Okay, so
my opinion of OJ.
Yeah.
This was a rotten guy.
What a fuck.
This was a controlling, domineering, manipulative human being who had that woman in frightened, and he beat her a lot that I've learned.
Right.
I researched it too, like 911 tapes, you can hear this guy going bonkers.
Right.
So I came away from that, him being a rotten human being.
And do you think he is worthy of being the poster boy for white girl syndrome? Is there anybody who you could even compare him to who's in second place?
I'd have to think. I have to do research, not fact check. Research.
And did you see the photographs of Cuba Gooding, who I know, a good actor, but he was in a club this past weekend.
He was in heaven. You see, because I think Cuba Gooding has a white wife, right? White girls. You've seen him, you said. Now, who you see him with?
I just saw the photographs this weekend.
Well, my point is,
I fuck with Cuba.
He's great.
I worked with him. I like Cuba. But there was photographs. I thought it was photographs from the OJ set.
Right. But that's similar to what OJ was feeling. Now, he's in heaven.
If you never listened to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, and this is the first time listening, in a nutshell, Mr. Moody.
Yeah.
Rhymes with duty.
What's the deal?
Explain white girl syndrome.
Oh, I already explained that shit, man.
Yeah, but there's new listeners every week. By the way, all the new listeners, we're growing and fucking growing, and we appreciate people spreading the word every fucking week.
Yeah.
More and more listeners.
Yeah, I like it. We love doing this, man.
But so if there's new listeners who maybe not have heard all the episodes.
Oh, they may. Oh.
You need to explain to them what white girl syndrome is.
It's the syndrome that I coined. It's my diagnosis.
Good work.
You know? It's when a brother will seemingly lose his mind because he's in the comforts of a white woman. And you may say, what is the comforts? He never had an opportunity to be around white women until he went to college.
Uh-huh.
So he has a view of them as like a trophy.
Right.
So he begins to act unlike himself.
And brushing his hair backwards. Because the majority of black men, you're
waves. Full bald head.
Okay.
You put the do-rag on not for the shit to be backwards.
Right.
A do-rag is to lay that hair down so it can give the appearance of waves, 360 waves. So when you're brushing it back, you're going backwards.
Right.
OJ didn't wear no do-rag.
No.
Because you don't have waves backwards. So I kind of connect things, rap.
And what do you think about Courtney B. Vance as Johnny Cochran? He's really...
Yo, Courtney B. Vance.
I've always liked Courtney, and I know him. He's going to win the Emmy, and Sarah Paulson... Well, I don't want to say win. He's getting nominated, and Sarah Paulson playing Marsha Clark are just...
Yeah.
Sarah Paulson is really great. And the Darden dude, they're all great.
Good actors, man.
Those three, though, are sort of even more than the OJ character. It's more about them
right.
more than it is about OJ.
Right.
Yo. That Darden guy, I don't know his name, and I've never seen him before. First of all, he looks just
like
him.
Yeah, he has that same cadence. Like, he got it down.
That actor, I'm sorry I don't know your name, but I'm sure I'm going to know more about you. I'm not familiar with your work up until this.
You put it down.
He's getting nominated, too.
You put it down. You deserve it. See, that's what we want to see.
Kicking ass.
Good acting.
So I'm really enjoying, and I'm really enjoying the OJ miniseries. I want it to go on and on and on and on and on forever.
Yeah. OJ was a bad dude, man.
He's wild for the night.
Yo, that's that mental illness, man.
Mental
illness. That's not normal what he was doing to that chick.
No.
And the fact about the murders too, Rap. Yo, you mean no robbery, no nothing. House wasn't ransacked. Woman head basically decapitated. Who did that? You killed the innocent Goldman. This is so clear of who did it.
But my man Cochran, he played the system.
Race. Once he injected race in the history of the LAPD, then that plants doubt. Right? Reasonable doubt, and then that's all you need. The burden of proof is on Marsha, and they couldn't fucking do it.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't. He overwhelmed them.
Yep.
The whole defense team overwhelmed him, but Cochran, based on this FX thing, shit.
Cochran is the baddest lawyer of all time because it was a mountain of evidence.
He did it good. He did it.
Baddest one. Yeah. But that racism shit can be injected to where people be like, yeah, well, they don't like really fuck with black people anyway.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, it's reasonable. He could have done that.
Could have done what?
Put the glove
in. Yep. I love it. I'm really enjoying the program, and you can watch it. I'm not nothing to do with you. I'm sure you could download or whatever. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know exactly what it's called, but I watch it as soon as it comes on.
The People versus O.J.
People versus O.J. Yeah. The best way to drink beer is out of a tap, and it's even better to drink beer out of a tap in your own home.
Yes.
And you could do it now with a kegerator. We have a kegerator here in the Gloom Tomb. It dispenses draft beer and keeps it chilled, turning your office, garage, game room, or podcast man cave into a bar equivalent.
Yes, indeed.
It's not a college tap. It's affordable but high-end. It looks great. It actually looks like a cool piece of furniture. And to be honest with you, I like looking at it.
I like grabbing that tap.
We just got a kegerator at the Gloom Tomb, and we love it. We have wine and beer on tap right now. People all of a sudden want to come to the game. Kegerator is kind of an instant party. The beer stays fresh for up to 90 days. You have lots of options. You can have more than just beer. You can have cold brewed coffee and even cocktails. There's two taps, like two sides of the bed. Woo! If you're in your AA, have one in your house. Your woman could have her wine, your woman could have her coffee, or you and your woman could share two different types of beers.
Get your kegerator and stop playing.
Kegerator.com, KEGERATOR.com is already a great value, but I've talked them into an amazing exclusive offer just for the listeners of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, because I love it and I know you will too. You could save 15% on their most popular kegerator, Twin Taps. So you can enjoy a variety. Plus, you get four premium kegerator.com pint glasses for free with your order. This is over $100 in saving, but only if you use the code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. Just go to kegerator.com, and I'm going to sip a little wine right now from the kegerator.
Oh, man, yes.
All right. This is the Truey app segment of the week. Truey, T-R-U-E-E-Y. I love this app. Great conversation starter. Like, the first question is, breakfast in bed isn't as practical as it sounds. I agree. 85% of the people agree.
Yep.
15% of the people disagree. Don't bring your girlfriend to a strip club. It ruins all the other guys' fun. What do you think, Moody?
You see what happened to Clay Anthony, right?
Good point. Clay Anthony early brought his girlfriend to a strip club. New York Knicks player wind up getting shot in the knee.
Yep.
60% of the people agree with you. 40% of the people don't. Cucumbers are gross. Nah, what the fuck is you talking? 78% of the people disagree. I didn't say all the questions are great, but I love the app.
Right.
I've never been on a plane. 7% of the people on this fucking thing have never been on a plane.
Yeah, some people scared of that shit.
93% of the people have.
I'm scared too.
I have a secret that would ruin me if discovered. Fuck. Do I have a secret?
That would ruin you? Nah.
Nah, not in this day and age.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Fuck.
The Wojciechowski.
I need a secret. 37% of the people agree, 63% of the people disagree. I think it's okay to wear the same underwear 2 days in a row. Yeah.
Of course.
Do you not know Who you're talking to?
Word. Everybody's done that.
2 days. I have this 3 days.
Yeah, man. Sometimes you get caught up like that.
40% agrees, 60%. I don't prefer it.
Right.
Everyone should own a gun. What's your answer on this?
No, but you should have the right to.
34% of the people agree, 66% of the people disagree. Yeah. This is why I love the Truie app. Always causes a great segment on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. G Moody, how do you feel walking around New York City, bumping into people that are now wearing soft ass I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast t-shirts with your face on them?
Oh man, I saw my man in Bed-Stuy walking and I saw the shirt and I was like, damn.
All the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast t-shirts can be bought now at districtlines.com/ I Am Rappaport. Guaranteed soft, low key designs. You're not going to be wearing a billboard. You'll look good. I can't give away every fucking t-shirt for free.
Word.
I'm so proud of the designs, and I'm so proud how soft the t-shirts are. Districtlines.com/ I Am Rappaport. We're coming out with more shit more hits. Get a soft-ass stereo podcast t-shirt today.
More and more hits, like Greg Nice.
Mm. Earlier in the week, Kim Kardashian posted a nude photo of herself. It was blacked out on the internet. And then some genius photoshopped me in the photo. We were first to get there.
Yeah. As always.
As always. And the internet went crazy. People were hitting her up saying, you're this, you're that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, she took another nude selfie, you know, covering her breasts and her vagina. And Bette Midler tweeted.
And she tried to shit on Bette.
She tried to shit on Bette.
When she shit on the rose, that's when I said something.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rat.
And then she tried to shit on this young girl, Chloe Moritz. Whatever her name is, great actress. She's going to be big. Chloe Grace Moritz or some really good actress. And this is what we're getting into. And then Kim Kardashian the other day for National Women's Day. I don't know when this became
International Women's Day.
International, sorry.
Yeah. They always know about that. Any bullshit.
She said this whole thing about, basically explaining I'm a good person. I don't drink. I barely drink. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I made a porno 13 years ago. Embarrassment, la, la, la. And here's the thing. If you want to take pictures and all that and post them, and you think you're not going to get a reaction, like, you're not going to just get, like, okay, you're a beautiful woman. You're right. Butt-ass naked. Or you could say, you're not a beautiful woman. You're butt-ass naked. This whole women's movement is a slippery slope, because basically what they're saying is you shouldn't react in any way that I don't want you to.
Right.
So I could be butt ass with my fat titties and my fat ass, and if you don't take it the way I want you to take it, you're wrong. You're right. Slut shaming.
Right.
You're body shaming and all this, and it's bullshit.
Of course it is.
If a man sees a beautiful woman, if a man or a woman eats a good piece of steak, should you not react to the steak?
Word.
If you hear a good song, should you not dance? And with the Kardashians, it's like, yo, like I said, every day you shove it down the world's throat. That's your choice. Now, if you're mad the motherfuckers aren't taking it all the way, go away for a month. Just try it. Go away for a month.
And that's all you got? Posting pictures of you naked? That's your gift to the world?
Right.
You ain't got nothing else? Why don't you go make the bottle for the baby?
Right. Why don't you post pictures of you making the bottle for your newborn?
Right. You naked while they sleep.
I'm so tired of it.
Yeah, we devoted too much time.
No, I'm so fucking tired of it. It's like you can't win. Women want women's rights and equal rights. But when the loaf war comes.
Oh, yeah.
When the loaf walk comes, I want the same respect and I want to be treated with the same dignity. When I am butt ass naked, walking down 14th Street.
That's right.
In a glorious, beautiful spring day with my pack of men in all shapes and sizes, all ages, colors, and creeds. Don't you fucking women say a word.
Word.
When we're walking down 14th Street with our balls hanging down and our loafs unfolded.
We don't want nobody saying nothing.
I don't want to be judged good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, yeah.
Act like it isn't there. I want to see you do it.
Yep.
When Monetti is walking down the street.
With his shit scraping the ground. When I'm scraping the sewers. Now, you know, I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to hear you say, ooh, look at him. Don't say nothing, because the cat next to me may not be as well endowed as me. But it ain't about that. It's all love.
Hey. you don't have that dice stick. Moody's up here trying to say he got dice stick. And for those of you who don't know about dice stick,
go back to episode 134.
Give him a short analogy of what dice stick is.
No, I refuse to rehash. Let the new listeners go listen.
Dice stick is when
you just it's just so crazy.
You got so much dick, you just roll it out. So the point is women, when I start taking nude selfies, I don't want to be judged. And I want you, Kim Kardashian, to stand by my side and be like, don't judge him.
You're the queen of all this. You got a lot of people dying and shit on the real. You got a lot of people who are following you, literally.
They can't afford the Beverly Hills surgeons to
get. So they going to Queens factories and shit, getting spackle in their ass. Enough's enough.
Just go away.
Post you changing northwest.
Right.
Or southwest, whatever they name it. Right? Southwest.
And why don't you do the picture with no makeup? Like, everything is so manufactured.
Word.
It's an unattainable goal. Enough with this shit.
Enough's enough. What else you got, rapper?
I'm going to tell you what else I got. Another one, clown. Pam Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Suggests that vegan meals should be in New York prisons. First, she's saying that why are we wasting money on cows, killing animals to feed these prisoners? First of all, you think these fucking guys in there are eating filet mignon?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
You think that chicken that they're serving them is actually chicken? I'm going with the prisoners on this just because I don't like you pumping this fucking agenda. And she said, I'll go to the prison and
nobody
serve them.
Nobody want
to
see your old ass in there. Nobody give a fuck about no Baywatch. These motherfuckers locked down. Yo, tired ass coming there trying to offer them. These motherfuckers, you know what they eat in there? They get them block at the bread is as hard as your fucking as a rock. The cheese is thick. They don't give a vegan. They thinking of getting out and keeping motherfuckers off their ass. Nobody gives a fuck. Oh yeah, Pam Anderson. Who you? Who the fuck you is? Pam Anderson. Bitch, you better stay in your lane.
Oh, shit. Yo, here's another thing. Threw me for a loop. I don't know how it's not getting more publicity. You know the directors of The Matrix? Their name is... When they directed The Matrix, they were under the name the Wachowski Brothers. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. The Wachowski Brothers or Wachowski.
Okay.
Halfway through the Matrix trilogy, or maybe it was three or four of them, one of the brothers got a sex change operation. He got that Caitlyn Jenner.
Damn. Through the filming? While motherfuckers was filming?
During that time when they were popping. They were popping. Matrix was a huge movie. One of the brothers.
I'm a lady.
Now, The other brother
is a lady too?
Yep.
Jesus.
So now they're going to be directing under the moniker the Wachowski sisters.
My main question is, I'll call you what you want, but I have one condition.
What?
Did you cut the loaf? You want to be called a sister? You can't be walking around here with an appendage.
Right.
My mom's a mom. My mom's is a woman.
Right.
She doesn't have an appendage. So they call her Mrs. Moody.
Right.
You can't just be called what you just want. Right. I want to be called Bloomberg.
Right.
I want to have that cat's money.
Right.
Right, rap?
Yeah, I'm not calling you Bloomberg.
Yeah. But damn, you just, okay, now you're a lady now, okay? But you are.
Where's that dick?
When you cut it.
Where's that
and
dick?
And say, listen, I had the operation. I demand to be called the sister.
Wachowski.
Then I'll give you that. I would. But I need that cut off.
I'm surprised it's not a big fucking deal.
They're not making big deals out of shit now.
To me, it's bugged out that it's two of them. So the parents of them.
What would you do?
I mean.
Now, you see Irvin EJ, Magic Johnson's son out there, like really flamboyant. Now.
And we love
Irv.
And I'll never say anything disrespectful about Magic.
Right.
Ever.
So I that got to be tough for the parents.
And then you have two sons, and they're big-time filmmakers, the Wachowski brothers, and now they're the Wachowski sisters.
The Malachi crunch.
All right. We're screening True Romance April 1st. It's going to be an event.
Yes, yes.
It's not just a screening.
It's an event.
It's an event. Live music. We're giving away free shit.
Crest Theater in the house.
And we're doing a live podcast and the screening of the classic film True Romance, open to the public, April 1st, with my good friend Toby Morse.
Word up.
Special guests, the Crest Theaters in Westwood, California. For all information, you go to www.crestwood.com, CRESTWOOD.com. I'm going to be there. People are showing up. Live music. It's going to be so freaking fun. And I'm going to tell you something now.
Oh, classic.
I don't want to say this. In the theater, you can.
You can engage in some herbals.
Let's put it that way.
You can engage in herbals. It's all.
You could smoke that Dick Ritchie.
Yes.
Okay. You could smoke that Rappaport's Delight.
Yes, right.
Let's just put it that way.
What a theater.
April 1st at the Crestwood, live podcast, I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, and a screening, music, drinks. We're going to be in the building. April 1st, I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, True Romance screening at the Crest Theater in Westwood. I want to tell you something. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they're all fucked up.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because the great Mike Fratello, who I'm expecting to be wigless by the end of the season.
Take that shit off because you look stupid.
You look crazy with the wig.
Yeah.
I don't care that you're bald. You're 70.
What are those Italians in Jersey where he come from say? Look at Mike.
Look at fucking Mike. This, you're wearing that fucking wig. You're not on the air tonight, Mike. Mike Fratello, former NBA coach, great analyst from a Italian neighborhood in Jersey. When he goes home, if he wears that fucking mop on his head.
Yeah. What are they
his
giving?
Grandma's like, Mikey, why are you wearing? I can't do the voices.
Yeah, don't do the voices. You're good. Your voice is coming back.
He said it the other day. The Spurs, the Warriors, they're not sending out tweets. They're not training with former teammates.
Word.
Putting out tweets and then being like, oh, it didn't mean anything. I don't care what you think.
Right. He's lighting a fire under his teammates.
By tweeting? It didn't work last year.
That's these Odell type.
It didn't work last year, and it ain't going to work this year. And Fratello was like, why aren't they focusing on basketball? If they have a problem, why aren't they having a team dinner? Why don't you, if you have a problem, like, why do it in the public?
Right, that's true.
Why all the shenanigans? You can't manufacture them rings. LeBron is great. He's still, to me, the greatest player in the league. The most dominant player.
Of course.
But you cannot manufacture. You're a basketball player. You're not the coach. You're not the GM. Not to say that you can't be that one day.
Right.
And that you're limited in any of that shit. But you can't manufacture. It's not presto change-o. Tweeting and all that shit.
Just kick it to cats.
Call a fucking dinner.
Right.
I'm sure he's done it before. The tweeting. And that's why you're not building the franchise and you're like threatening that you might go back to Miami. What about you need to win one for the fucking land?
Wasteland.
I can't wait for the NBA playoffs.
Yo.
Chicago. Jimmy Butler. Mr. Fucking, he was the face of the Bulls for a minute when my man D. Rose.
He was talking greasy about D. Rose.
Talking
too.
Greasy.
Yeah, see?
And now, the other day, he sat out because he had a little swelling on his knee. And then you could see D. Rose walk out with a little smirk like, oh, you sit out when you got swelling?
Right.
I got a fucking plate in my fucking knee, asshole. Word. This other one is duct taped together.
Word.
And I got a bionic ankle and you're sitting out.
Right.
Because you got a little swelling under the knee and you were fucking breaking my balls when I had 3 surgeries in fucking 2 years, yeah. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, you're talking to Craig Sager.
Oh, now you got a little swelling. D. Rose is like, I got a little swelling under your knee. I got a fucking bullet in my hip.
You saw how I went down.
You know how I get down.
Right.
And you're going to sit out because, what the matter? You got a little swelling.
A little scrape. See?
See, you're not saying all that shit now.
What goes around comes around, yo.
Because I fuck with D. Rose. Hard body karate.
D. Rose is that dude.
I would love to see the Bulls, you know, turn it back. Yeah, and other people are like, oh, you're dick riding the Warriors.
What?
Yeah.
Because we like basketball. We like this circus shit.
We need to put the 2-on-2 challenge out. You come to New York City, if you want it, any other podcasters.
Yeah.
You give us 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah,
we crack that ass. Because any of you little fucking guys out there popping shit.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that my man Moody still got a little something in the tank.
Oh, I got a lot of mo.
Mm.
What T say? I got a lot of mo.
And just know, it ain't gonna be. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't gonna be nothing nice. Like it ain't gonna be like, oh, we're making friendly jokes, and my fuck style's Buckwild, and oh, hey, no. We're not videotaping it. Yeah.
You're getting your ass.
It ain't going to be like the little Justin Bieber videos.
Were.
It's going to be ugly.
We doing that Rick Mahorn. We doing that old school shit.
Lonnie Shelton shit. Yeah,
bust your shit up.
And then we can talk about it after on the podcast. But during the game.
We come to win. Winning time. Yo, I was just thinking about the shit you was talking about with LeBron and him, man. But, you know, you have to realize these are. It's a new time, man. It's young motherfuckers, man. They do things different.
How?
You know, like you said, yo, you had a problem with him tweeting and shit. Like, he's lighting a fire under his teammates. Like,
but he brought them all in. These are all his guys.
But it's a new day. Back in the days, like, you know, cats would just talk to you. Like, yo, man, look here, man. Now they tweeting, look here.
He's writing
the word. Like Gene Banks and Orlando Warriors, they had a problem with Steve Coulter or Craig Hodges. They would be in the locker room with him. Hey, Craig, look here, man. Eye to eye. I don't like you shooting too many threes and shit. You know, you need to pass that when we're doing a two-man game. See, but now LeBron.
But point out the significance of the look here.
Look here. When you say look here, it gets your gander up. Like, it means like, yo, this guy's serious.
So contextualize it. So someone might say,
hey, look here, man. I don't like how many you're shooting too much shots. Right? You're shooting too many. That ball's supposed to move when it comes to you. You're not supposed to shoot that. So you're in the locker room with him. You say, yo, hey, man, let me talk to you. Look here, man. Let me talk to you, man. See, but now LeBron and these guys, they tweeting shit. They tweeting, look here. Tweeting that shit to the other teammates. So it's a different time now. And that's the difference.
So you don't have a problem with him tweeting?
I do. I do have a problem.
You just understand it better.
I understand it. We like these are these Odell Beckham, Fetty Wap guys, man. Like, right. You know, these are different guys. These are not Gene Banks.
Gene Banks.
These are not Orlando Warwick, the late. These are not Rory Sparrow. These are not Bernard King. Real, you know, like these guys are very internet savvy
and coddled.
They communicate via Twitter, Instagram. They won't talk to you. They'll say a cryptic message.
Right. Right.
Whereas back in the days, Dominique could say, look here, man.
And then you know when he start with the look here.
Look here, man.
You know who's a frustrating player in the NBA?
Who?
Boogie Cousins. And I'm going to tell you why.
The big baby.
If you're 7 feet, 280 pounds, there's a certain amount of grace and responsibility you have to carry yourself.
Word.
Now, to you... If you're 7 feet and 280 pounds, you might not see how you're seen in the world. But when you're like Dwight Howard and you're 6'10 and built like a fucking brick shithouse, and people see you out there whining at the refs, bullshitting around, and not dominating the way it appears you should, or if you're like Boogie Cousins, who's like a man-child, who's so talented, but you always see him complaining, you always see him...
Pouting
and all that stuff. It just reminds me of the special quality, not just of a player that Shaq had, but of the person. There's a certain amount of responsibility that comes with being the biggest dude.
Mm-hmm.
People are gonna look to you. Shaq was physical, he dominated dudes on the basketball court. But I can't find one time in my memory where he pouted, bitched, complained, and he never showed anybody up with his physical size and strength. Now, I'm saying on the court he did.
Right.
He'd push you, he'd dunk on you, he'd yell and all that shit, but he never took for granted and he had the grace and the understanding and the perspective and the self-awareness to understand, like, I'm the biggest dude out here. How's it going to look if I'm bitching?
Right.
How's it going to look if I'm complaining?
Right.
How's it going to look if I'm like, you know, fucking, like, look like my face is scrunched up like I'm a cry. I'm 7 feet, 300
right,
pounds.
Right, I'm bigger than everybody.
There's a responsibility in that, and right. Not everybody can handle it. And I feel like Boogie Cousins, who I've met, cool, sweet, nice. Yo, at a certain point, you got to be like, yo, I'm either going to be the man or I'm going to be one of the men.
That's right. You're right.
Because it doesn't matter that you're in Sacramento. Or, like, you're either going to be that dude and make the team better, or you're not.
Right.
Because, like, a team like Sacramento, they have great fans. They had a great run with the Chris Webber and the White Chocolate team and, the, you know, and that whole run. But other than that, it's like a fucking dumping ground.
Right.
And you either could be better than it or be a part of it. And Boogie doesn't seem like he's, like, growing to be better of it. You know, you see this talent, but you see the pouting, you see the complaining, you see the, you know, there's always something with one coach or another, like... Be the fucking dude. It's time.
Be that guy.
All right. We have a special visitor in here. It's Steph and Seth Curry's dad wanted to speak out on the abuse and the comments that some of the old school players, Oscar Robertson, the Big O, a.k.a. the Big H for the Big Hater. And that's coming from me. I mean, I'm like, I talk a lot of shit. But we know you wanted to speak out on some of the things that have happened that have been said about your son, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the comments that Oscar Robertson made about your son?
First of all, I want to say, anybody that know me, saw me, Grandmama, Muggsy Bogues on the layup line. Saw my son out there with me. Saw him on the layup line with us in the NBA game. And see, he worked on his game. And for these guys that I looked up to, for them to shit on Steph and talk about they would do this to Steph and they would do that and they just have to get up in him. like it's that easy. I want to tell y'all something. Fuck y'all.
Well, I appreciate you taking this time for this interview. Is there anything else you got to say to some of the other old timers that have questioned your son's abilities and his accomplishments?
I want to say fuck Goldie, and a lot of NBA guys don't know who that is. I want to say fuck Isaiah Thomas. His name is Goldie. I know him. I want to say fuck who dissed Steph? Who else dissed Steph, right?
I don't fact check here at the Iron Rapport podcast, but I know Mr. Robertson was the one on the front line saying it.
Yeah, fuck him too.
Okay. Well, all right, well, thanks for taking the time to join us, Mr. Curry. We appreciate the insight, the candor, and it really your honest opinion. We know you don't do a lot of interviews, and I appreciate you really just bringing it to us.
The I Am Rapaport podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattresses. Casper Mattresses is an award-winning company that makes the most ridiculously relaxing, supportive mattresses sold directly to the consumers. Sleek, new design beds delivered directly to your doorstep in a small box. The Casper mattress is available in 6 sizes and a 10-year full warranty. It's made and stitched right here in the United States of America. Free 2 to 5 day shipping in the United States and Canada. Casper is so confident in the mattress that it'll give you a 100-night free trial with the mattress. And if you're not happy, Casper will pick up the mattress for free with a full refund. Okay, it'll donate or recycle the mattress to somebody who really appreciates a great night's sleep. A great nap on a lazy afternoon. Go to Casper.com and save $50 using the promo code Rapaport. R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. That's Casper Mattresses. C-A-S-P-E-R. Casper.com. Check it out. I sleep on one every single night and love it.
All right. Yo, this is it. This is the end. This is the end. My little friend. The end. Yo, April 1st, we're going live and direct. Live podcast, True Romance, screening movie with my man Toby Morris at the Crest Theater. Go to www.crestwood.com. Get all the information. I would love people to come out and join us. We're giving away free shit. There's going to be guests. It's going to be a whole shkabazzle. Blah, 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 blah. All True Romance, everything. We out.